Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Insperity Business Performance Advisor today. It's what we do. Insperity, inspiring business performance.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Quint Studer's here. Quint's back. And it's been a while since he's been here, but we're glad he's back now. And Quint's the founder of the Pensacola-based Studer Community Institute, which is a nonprofit organization helping organizations, helping communities and businesses work together. He's the author of a number of books, including Maximizing Performance, also, the Great Employee Handbook and others. He's our friend, Quint Studer. Welcome back. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
There you go. Hey, well,
you went out for a while there.
Yeah, sorry about that. Welcome back. I'm glad you're here. We've missed you. You've been busy, though. You've been working on, you've been focusing on helping communities and small businesses become partners, better partners, haven't you?
Yeah, it was real interesting. One of the things I did for years with the Studer Group was helped organizations maximize performance. And truly that was creating a culture inside the workplace. And periodically somebody would say, could you do this in a community? And I said, it'd be pretty hard. It's really hard to go up to a citizen and fire them.
Right. or talk sense into a city council person, huh?
I'm still not there, maybe.
I know.
So we just started, and as I got off the air before right, we got on, 2004, 2005, I ran into Jim Clifton at Gallup. They had done a study called Soul of the City. I got interested in, how could you create a better community? And so I really got engaged in that, and we've made some really good progress, and now other communities have shown a great interest in what we're doing, and we kicked off. We had somebody come in last week to talk about better investment, what cities can do to be smarter investors. And we had 450 community members show up for something we call CivicCon.
Wow. That's a lot of folks.
It's a lot of folks to hear an engineer talk about how to do a better job with community. So sort of put together some tips on what we see when people come into town and other communities. And of course, the main thing is we're all in this together.
Well, when you got those folks together, talk about some of the things, because you identified some things that 10 things that people can do to make sure that their communities are hitting on all cylinders to help small business owners to promote entrepreneurial job growth.
Yeah, well, I think one of the things that we did is we really created almost by accident. We basically, one of the first things we did is we had some vacant space downtown, and my wife and I bought an old building that had been empty for years. She put a little coffee shop in it and a little olive oil store, and then we had this empty space. So we said, what do you do with empty space? We did something called the Pensacola Business Challenge, and any community can do this. We basically said, come and put a business plan together. We took 8 small businesses in the area that we felt were pretty successful. We asked them to judge it, and we gave out a reduced rent for 3 years, some cash to get you going.
Wow!
And we had 33 business plans were completed.
So you had your own little one-off incubator there, didn't you?
We did, and what it really did is it really created almost an entrepreneurial startup. It was like ignited it. First day. First night, we had 100 people show up to hear about it.
Wow.
Of course, there's 3 or 4 people. They had to go through four sessions of how to create a business plan, how to look at your customers, how to look at your pricing. And then we got it whittled down to 8. There were 33 completed business plans. One of them won. It was Mari Joseph. She created a thing called Carmen's Lunch Bar, which is a little place, probably 700 square feet next to our stores. and it's kicked off. She's into her sixth year now. It's gone great. And what we found is we had 33 completed business plans. Actually, Carmen, although she won, we had four other businesses that then were able to start because they sort of have a business plan. They could look at investors.
Wow.
That creates a lot of energy in the community. And in that place where there were really only two retail shops in the past downtown in this one corner, there's now today 16 of them.
Wow. All because you guys rented a building and went after a new tenant for one of the units.
Yeah, and I think what was really interesting is when you won, you got mentorship. And I write a column that's in the Pensco News Journal every Sunday, and it was interesting. I wrote one on mentorship and mentees the last couple of weeks, and I was sitting into Carmen to the store, and I was talking to her. And she said, you know what, the money was nice, she said, but the mentorship was really valuable. So with that, what we've created here is, one, every 90 days we have round tables. So we have over 108 small business
people. Wow, that's great.
They come together in small groups, not big groups, maybe four people, six people, so they get to know each other and network. And that's been really valuable. We got everybody, and you've probably heard of this book, Jim Enith Revisited. Had them all read that book because that's sort of a basic binder, I think, for small businesses. And heck, they're talking about you know everything that's going on in their business, which is usually how do I get talent, how do I get cash, two of the big items. And once a month, that got so popular. Once a month, we provide a maybe 2 to 3 hour seminar on something. This month, it's customer service. Last month, it was using social media for branding. And very inexpensive. They might get run anywhere from $50 to $80.
Right.
And we average over 100 people at those.
That's really great.
And then every November.
Are you working with the chamber at all on this?
No.
Yeah.
No, I think what we've learned, Jim, is just every city is a little bit different. So
yeah, it is.
Could work with
You're right.
We found it's really into private businesses, and we're all in this together. And as private businesses say, this is important to me. How do we build this community? We all benefit. And probably the other thing we did, which got a lot of attention in the community, but this will be our third year, we did something called EntreComp. You know, for years I traveled the country and went to seminars and training. But, you know, for small businesses, Tim, it's really hard. Sometimes there's only three people.
Hey, Quint, I need a website. I've got to take a quick break. Give me the website.
StuderEye.org.
Say it again.
StuderEye.org.
Okay, folks, so check that out. Can they find the article that you sent me on that website?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.